What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From ESPN, our Chiefs insider.
Like a bow bun, some ramen?
Taking a seat, counting down the final 24 hours or so of training camp. You're up here tomorrow, we know that. We're not with the early start, but this is it for us today. Cloud cover, but all, like 77 degrees. Mm-hmm. It feels good out here. You have a big smile on your face.
I do.
Camp's almost over, of course.
It's
Carlos Alcaraz shirt here?
Got a nice little performance polo.
It's that ESPN money already, man. He's got a nice shirt on today.
This feels like a congratulations. We're in the last rung. They're literally lifting
I couldn't even hit the sled if I wanted to.
They're taking it all away.
An individual sled. It's a joy, guys.
Dude, it's hard.
We've done it.
This is like his version of like being a professional athlete. This guy's got to sit here and watch us while we critique him getting the sled the tractor. But I couldn't do it, so who am I to judge? You know?
Right. I want to remind people that, like, yes, you can still come out tomorrow. They will practice earlier because they want to get.
Is it open to the public? It's Military Appreciation Day. I didn't know if it was or not.
Check the website for me, kids. But they practice at 8:15 tomorrow. This is your last chance to get, within feet of the guys coming on and off the practice field. It is, in essence, a glorified practice. Mm-hmm. But today was the last day where 225, full pads. We saw some slight changes in the depth chart today. I don't know how much that will be retained or visible for Friday's game. But, yeah, this was a good day. I'm taking one long look at this practice field.
What change did you mentioned a few changes out there. What stood out?
So Drew Tranquil came back today. So we did see him do some 7-on-7. That kind of informs you about, hey, will the Chiefs do 5 linebackers? Will they do 6? Again, that might be something to look for in Friday's preseason game. The big change today is, hey, we want to see Jalen Moore at right tackle with the first group first, then sprinkle Juwan in. So they reversed the split reps. Before today, ladies and gentlemen, it had always been Juwan Taylor to start with the first team offense, and then after 5, 6, 7 plays, whatever. Hey, there's Jalen Moore getting some work. You're at right tackle in case of a event occurring, an injury, yada yada yada. Today they said, hey, let's see Jalen Moore next to Trey Smith for the majority of the reps. So that's something to, again, I have no idea if we're going to see this on Friday.
Gotcha.
But there are things that are happening. Obviously, we saw Christian Fulton today. So it's like, all right, well, I'm starting to understand where the safety room, cornerback room kind of look. We just talked to Dave Merritt, the defensive backs assistant coach, and it appears to me that Christian Roland Wallace is no longer a outside corner. He is a safety potential hey, you could.
He had a good preseason game.
He had a great preseason game. But
special teams, too.
He not playing on the outside no more.
Gotcha.
So now you understand, okay, Christian Fulton, obviously Trent McDuffie could basically be anywhere. Yes, you still have, you know, Nazi Johnson. You still have Joshua Williams. Obviously, Jalen Watson still has the concussion, so he will not play. Would be the expectation, I believe. He will not play against the Seattle Seahawks, but most notably, he would be your starter. So, again, is it a Joshua Williams versus Nazi Johnson situation on Friday night against the Seattle Seahawks to see who remains on the 53-man roster?
What was your biggest takeaway from the preseason game? We only got a single pass from Patrick Mahomes, so wasn't that. Other than, you know, Brownlee made a nice catch, and it was a good throw. I know I saw some people trying to take that to mean Mahomes is going to – they want to focus on contested catches as being a part of the thing. But that's one pass.
That's one pass.
I'm supposed to extrapolate that and say now they're a contested catch team even though they haven't been that? That seems like a stretch.
It's just something nice that you can show and practice on against another team in the red zone. They do need that work. So I understand that. And Brownlee's got a great ability to extend for such a pass over a defensive back that will normally be shorter than him. So, hey, I like it. I see it. Cool. It was instructive that Andy Reid said, get out. Get, I don't, you know, so Patrick's one test will be Friday. We should not see him in the last preseason game. He should then be focused on the Los Angeles Chargers. Outside of Josh Simmons, I think the other thing that jumped out to me is the situation that the Chiefs now have, mostly at, you know, and we talked about this a little bit, like mostly at the running back tight end situation, because now I can see a 4-4 if you want to include Carson Steele into that. I could see maybe going to 3 tight ends, seeing if you can get Jared Wiley via the practice squad if you want. You can start to see the roster taking shape, and because they should actually play the starters more on Friday night, you're actually going to see the real depth chart, I think, on Friday. I think there was some experimentation, some testing, some things out. Hey, this is a fun game script. We can do this. We can do that. Friday, you kind of need to see what the team looks like at this current moment before you make decisions on cutdown day.
We got Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN, joining us after training camp practice, really one of the final practices of Camp 2025. And we have our Camp Darling Island. I don't, you know, we're doing this throughout
Rashard
camp.
Smith got kicked
Monday,
off.
Monday we will crown our official 2025 Camp Darling. We have Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Royals, and Jason Brownlee left. Now, Omar Norman Lott or Breshard Smith could technically do something Friday and get back, but we're down to 3 wide receivers as a Camp Darling. I would ask you, who would your Camp Darling be to this point?
Tyquan Thornton.
Okay.
I think he's the obvious favorite, but I know, preseason games count on our eyes.
Right, yeah. And, look, I want to see more of him on Friday, too. I just think Tyquan, in terms of the – you know, because we just talked about it with Brownlee. Tyquan, if he makes the roster, say over Brownlee, will still be the tallest receiver on the roster.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Which is crazy. So he is, you know, in an Andy Reid offense, above average with height. Still
above
has.
Average. You could be like 5'11" to be above average height. Andy Reid offense.
Still has above. He fits the quad box really well.
Yeah.
Above average height, still above average speed, and has really connected with the quarterback. You know, if it's ever going to work out for Tyquan Thornton, man, this should be the year. Of course, I know people have asked me constantly, and I understand that. I don't know who the NFL's talking to, kids, but when that suspension occurs, whether it's...
Why isn't it... I mean,
I know.
Cody, we've always talked for years, Nate, that no matter who it is, we think by August 15th, the league should be required, if you're going
to
hand out a suspension that starts week one, meaning you already know what's going on,
right?
You should have to announce it by the 15th.
I understand that.
Should be August 27th.
Because that gives teams legitimately 3 weeks to prepare, to understand, like, hey, what's my roster going to look like on cutdown day? Who you know, how many spots do I need to fill in the gaps for if I have one or two guys suspended? Totally get that.
What's the latest you think? In all seriousness, like, they're not announcing this a week before the season. That would be insane, right?
I gotta now.
I said tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, right when the New Heights episode.
Don't you dare do that, Roger.
Don't do it,
Roger Goodell. I swear.
Good cover.
Come on,
that's a pretty good cover.
What
because we all have to watch that tomorrow?
What if he slid it in at like 6:30?
Just like, did you order
6:30? And then the news cycle just whoa, Taylor Swift's. You know,
did you order it yet?
I showed Holly, hey, dog, it's a 53. I literally said, I like handed the phone at whatever it was, midnight.
Yeah,
11-11.
65-minute wait.
It's a 50. At the time, it was like a 50-something minute wait, and I said, I'm a.
And you could have got in this morning fine with no wait.
Right. Which, again, that's her prerogative. I don't know if she's done that.
Wait,
she hasn't told
me. She actually did wait in line.
No. No. I showed her the phone. I was like, we got it. I got to go to bed. We got to get out of here. But
you didn't even wear orange today in support, you know? We could have all worn orange today.
No, that's tomorrow.
As someone who is a graduate of Hickman Mills High School.
You definitely got some orange.
Which our colors were orange and black, ladies and gentlemen. There are definitely things that I've worn in a previous life that I didn't maybe look so good in. Okay. The last person who did this musically, I believe, that just said, hey, I'm going to be all orange, was Frank Ocean. And that was 2012. And Channel Orange is a absolute classic. So we're stretching for a high mark. I know Maren Morris had an album that just came out earlier this summer called Dreamsicle, which is very good. Incredible work, body of work, given her life right now. That has some orange to it, but not like we're just giving you orange girl summer, whatever, orange girl fall. Like
whatever they're calling it.
Starbucks.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Starbucks has to have been on the phone by midnight last night. I don't care what it takes. Get her in front like...
I'd start calling things orange for sure.
It's a missed opportunity if Starbucks don't do what it's supposed to do.
It's crazy because I think it has to come from her idea. I don't think that they're just like, hey, want to announce your new album on our podcast? It's insane that New Heights got to announce that there's a new Taylor Swift album. Jason and Travis Kelce were the source of a new album for Taylor Swift.
I mean, they're in a very
crazy.
Serious relationship, Travis.
Yeah.
They're doing things that
looking
benefit
out for
both.
Each other.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing things that benefit both of them.
Yes, and again, like, you know, the Swifties reach out to me, tell me, get in front of me.
Uh-huh.
When was the last time she did an interview? I mean, this woman has been a mystery.
Has she ever done a podcast?
A mystery. I don't think she has.
Nate.
Huh?
She doesn't need to do interviews.
Well, right.
She's so big now.
Correct.
Yeah.
So look, you have one of the biggest exclusive opportunities tied in with the fact that, you know, we are in promo mode, and people have been asking if this relationship has been legitimate since day one. So you know what?
I know.
I'm gonna be right next to him, talking his ear off, and you're gonna see on camera how he reacts. You know, knowing that. He's supposed to step aside. Hey, no one wants to hear from you this episode. Hey, let Jason be the host. Give us a couple reactions. Get out of the way, Travis. It's an incredible moment.
We were
of
going
time.
Through. What do you think the numbers are going to look like? Because YouTube views, podcast views are two different things. But we were going through like on YouTube, the one with 4 billion is like the. You know, Queen Elizabeth's funeral. I mean, like,
wow.
You know, like they're 4 billion. I mean,
so they're not beating that.
She's not doing that
podcast record.
Could this she will, get 100 million podcast downloads?
This will clear, guys.
100 million.
This will clear whatever measurement we've had for podcasts. And this is a
that's crazy.
This is a moment in pop culture for podcast history. This is not. And I again, I'm gonna show some of my age, but like. This is not like, hey, man, I sat down with Barbara Walters, okay? Because when
Howard Stern or some of those other big interviews.
I was like, oh, Barbara Walters talked to who? What time?
Right.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
This is not, hey, I talked to Time Magazine, and I spent a month with Esquire or GQ or, you know, like.
He did the GQ thing, too.
I mean, yeah, obviously. But, like, you know, there used to be a time where it was like, okay, Julia Roberts or, you know, what was the big magazine that Angelina Jolie did back in the day? Where it's like we had Angelina Jolie for a month, just access.
It's usually like GQ or Vanity.
Yeah, Vanity. Yes, Vanity.
Or Vanity had the famous photographer who would do the covers and all that stuff.
I want to remind people too. Like Serena Williams told us she was retiring in Vanity Fair. Guys, that would not happen today. So this is a big moment for podcasts. This is not the big sit-down interview with 60 Minutes, again, with Katie Kirk, Barbara Walters. You know, it's a great moment.
You know how happy Amazon is? Didn't they sign New Heights to a $100 million deal?
Yes.
They're getting their money's worth.
Well, they got their money's worth from this episode alone.
It hasn't even dropped. I know people have asked, when does this drop? Is it
7 our time?
7 our time, 8 o'clock Eastern.
I think that's right.
Again, double check it. Get the YouTube link loaded up. get that thing ready to fire off. I just have to imagine that there you can't get to every question, but my I guess from an editorial standpoint, my thought is, okay, do you give her
6 o'clock our time?
Yeah. 6 o'clock, guys. Get dinner early on Wednesday. And sit around and watch it as a family. You know, how much do you talk about, like, editorially, how much do you talk about the album? How much do you talk about the summer, the relationship?
How long do you think she's going to be on the show? Like, is it the
That's my point. Yeah. I don't know, like...
Is it 30 minutes?
Is less more, I guess, is the question. Does it? How much of the mystique does she want to, like, peel back to a certain degree? Because you always want to reach out and be relatable. I completely understand that. She's at a level that is... insane, you could argue, and at the same time you're like, well, I still want to be this aura, I still want to build, like, you know, mystery and obviously, like, you know, just the majesticness of, like, how much I'm a cult hero to a particular person in whatever, you know, state of their lives are in. Obviously there's got to be, I think, a moment about football. You're on a football show, like, let's be clear.
He talked about how into it is. She's like watching injury
Yes.
Q article, yeah. She was talking about.
I thought easily the best quote of the entire thing was him talking about, like, it is nice to be with someone who understands what it takes.
Yes.
To, like,
truly be great.
He's been in other relationships. He's been with other people, but they don't understand the public scrutiny, the things that come with that, the pressure that comes with that, the work that has to go into that.
She did it at an earlier age than him.
Oh, dude, she started. She started at an earlier age.
So nobody knew
who Travis Kelce was until, like, year three or four in the NFL.
So she's got a wealth of experience and knowledge that she can you know, obviously give proper perspective to. I was told. This is the first time I've said this, I think, publicly. I've told some fans, friends, family members. I was told midway through what? The first season? 23? That she reads everything. I'm sorry, what?
No,
she reads everything. Everything you write about him, she reads. Oh!
She's been listening to this show because we've said a lot.
Nice.
Now,
nice.
In fairness, I've said he'll never age.
Nice to know. Nice to know someone subscribed at the time to The Athletic, the New York Times. Does she want to get the ESPN app? You know, like, does she want to get the new direct-to-consumer app?
She can afford ESPN Plus.
I was told that, like, no, man, like, this is, you know, for all the people that at the time speculated, like, how serious is? Is this a publicity stunt? Is this like a, you know, hey, like, stars aligning in a sense, but, like, it's a supernova. It's only going to last for so long. Like, I was told pretty clearly that, like, nah, she reads everything.
Oh, there were all those.
And
We had guests come on our show the first, you know, when it became public. Like, yeah, it was a conspiracy theories about it was all fake and everything. How dumb do those people look now?
No, again, there was sort of
that kid will rule the world, man. That's it.
When she came for week three against the Bears 2 years ago, it was pretty evident that you could see it on. I'll just be clear, you could see it on Donna Kelsey's face.
Nate, we got a very, very important text. Why do you guys care so much about this? It's kind of odd. Let's see.
Cultural phenomenon.
Let's see. Travis Kelce has the most popular podcast on Earth, other than maybe Joe Rogan these days.
Right.
He's a starting tight end, going to be a Hall of Famer, maybe the greatest tight end in NFL history.
Uh-huh.
His girlfriend, who could eventually be his wife, is maybe as famous as anybody on Earth, other than maybe a president. That's about it. That would be why, and they're on a football podcast tomorrow, and it's all tied in with Kansas City because we know she's gone to games at Arrowhead with him. It's pretty obvious why we're talking about.
She wrote a song with him in mind. Now there's a new album, and we don't know what the hell's in it, sir. And again, he's heard all the songs. I know he's part of the process to some degree. I'll also say it's important for this too, like. This dude's a kid.
He's heard the whole thing, man.
He's probably heard the whole thing.
Many times.
Right. He's a Kansas City legend. And again, guys, the team you root for has the most popular person as, like.
It's weird, yeah.
And again, I think
Mark Donovan and the Chiefs are loving this. Even
I can't even think of a comp of what it would be. Like, at no point, Patrick Mahomes, he married his high school sweetheart, George Brett, married someone, like, way later. Like, I can't think of a single time when someone in this city was dating someone
that important.
That
glad you brought up
that happens
though.
In L.A. or
hey,
New York occasionally.
Hey,
I'm glad you brought up
Derek Jeter did a bunch of athletes.
Yeah, two things I would say. I knew it was real when we saw Donna's reaction when she was screaming in the box. And then I said, this woman got on a plane and flew to Green Bay.
That was enough.
On a December night. Oh, she loved this dude. She loved him. Because, baby, ain't no way my wife is coming out to Green Bay to see me do
that was
anything.
A picturesque night, man. That was a beautiful night.
It was lost,
but it was a beautiful night. I was just going to say, Cody, you brought up Mahomes. He's the person I actually think loves this the most.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's taken so much of the attention off of him and his family.
And I've said this before, like, I mean, this is like, Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey have known each other since ninth grade. They love each other. They are best friends on the football team. So now put that into the perspective of, hey, I was the first round pick, the first quarterback taken since Todd freaking Blackledge, and the first guy that I really hung out with, that I really connected, that wasn't Alex Smith, was Travis Kelce. You know what? Who's my best friend on the team? It's him. Who I'm going to business with? Yeah. It's him. Yeah. Like, my restaurant's gonna be out here, man. Like, what are we talking about? Like,
and he can take some of the public stuff off of me.
And I get to watch
you go on there night one. I could see Nate Taylor doing a feature.
I got a media open restaurant. Night. I'll be there.
What Nate night Taylor, is that again?
Because
I think on that I'll be there.
Yeah, because the other thing too. my best friend on the team, who we have this Hall of Fame connection with, we've won multiple Super Bowls together. I get to watch him, like, date this person and, like, get to know them. And, like, he doesn't see Taylor Swift as Taylor Swift, which is, again, wild to say. But that's true for Patrick. He doesn't see her Taylor Swift. Like, that's just Taylor. So I think the way they all manage it, the way they've all become friends, there's a moment in the documentary between Brittany and Taylor that I think shows some,
the Kingdom one that comes out Thursday.
Yes, that shows that shows like a true legitimate friendship moment. And so it's wild. So yeah, I mean, right now, guys, we're in the preseason. I get it. Training camp's almost over. She went. When did they record this? Is my question.
The podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
When did they record this? Because you got to do a lot to get this all to work out. And again, we're in promo season, man. Like, when is the album coming out? September, October.
We'll find out maybe, like, tomorrow.
how many tracks on this? Like, it's just, again, from an editorial standpoint, I would love to see what happens, what goes with it. You know, we largely know who's on the teams. You know, good sir, good lady who's asking the questions.
53 is not
text.
A lot of mystery.
There's about 48 spots, guys, and we just need to know the final three. And even Mike Bradway, the new assistant general manager, was like, yeah, we can maybe trade somebody. We can maybe bring somebody off waivers. So, again, the 53 that's here may not even be the 53 that starts on opening night. I understand it. I just want to know. What are her football takes? I mean, come on. Like,
yeah, I kind of want to hear her talk about,
I want to know,
X routes.
Yeah, like, again, this woman has engrossed herself in the NFL, into football, for understandable reasons. Like, I want people to enjoy just how much of a rare, I guess, phenomenon this is. But to know that, like, he's just got to be like, okay. Like, if we were ever going to interview you, now seems like the perfect time. And guess what? You got a new thing to roll out there.
Incredible.
They blurred out the cover of the vinyl. I mean, ma'am. I mean,
smart.
Chef's kiss. Just unbelievable.
Nate Taylor from ESPN, our Chiefs insider. And yeah, we'll be talking, I think, about that documentary on Thursday. Sounds like you got a sneak peek. It's good, though?
It's really good. It's
new stuff.
Yes, sprinkled in.
Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna. Get, yeah, I think the point of it was to give you new stuff, behind the scene details, and I think from the Chiefs' perspective, they wanted to say, hey, if you were bandwagon and you just showed up in 2019, there's a lot more history and connectivity to the history of the franchise and to Kansas City specifically than most people might not know. So it's worth your time and. Yeah, it's 6 hours of the football team that you root for that you just, when are you going to get another chance to see this kind of footage, this kind of access, this kind of interviews? Yeah, it's well done. I have to say that because it's produced by my employer, but it's also good to
Nate's going to turn on the mic and be like, Here's the problem.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.